does it seem like everyone is starting to switch over to Linux? And the short answer to that is
January 2026. Linux Mint's download servers crash. Completely overwhelmed. The distribution recorded 6.3 million downloads in December 2025 alone. That's one distribution, 1 month. Their servers couldn't handle the traffic. They had to add emergency or CDN capacity. Ubuntu hit 8.9 million downloads. Fedora 2.1 million. Pop underscore OS 1.7 million. Manjaro 980,000. Add them all up and you get over 20 million Linux installations in a single month. For comparison, Linux Mint averaged 800,000 monthly downloads in 2023. That's a 688% increase in 2 years. And surveys of new Linux users reveal something shocking. 94% switched from Windows, specifically because of Windows 11. They're not tech enthusiasts experimenting. They're regular users fleeing. Office workers, students, retirees, people who used Windows for 20 years suddenly learning terminal commands because Windows 11 became intolerable. That's not market evolution. That's a refugee crisis, and Microsoft refuses to acknowledge it's happening. The tipping point, features that broke users.
Windows 11 is hot garbage, and honestly, that's the reason why most people are...
Three Windows, 11 features appear in nearly every exit survey. First, forced updates that restart computers without permission. A Reddit post went viral with 340,000 upvotes. User was rendering a 4K video project. 11 hours into a 12-hour render. Windows 11 decided update time, gave a notification he didn't see because he stepped away from his desk. 15-minute timer expired. Computer restarted. 11 hours of work gone. He installed Linux Mint that night. Never looked back. The comments exploded. Thousands of similar stories. Updates interrupting critical work. Medical professionals losing patient data. Students losing thesis work. Freelancers losing billable hours. All because Windows decides when your computer should restart regardless of what you're doing. Second trigger, Copilot surveillance. The AI assistant. Nobody requested that monitors everything you do. Offers unwanted suggestions. Breaks concentration. One software. Developer posted, I'm debugging complex code. Need absolute focus. Copilot pops up asking if I want help. I've disabled it 9 times through different settings. Updates re-enable it every time. I can't work like this. Switch to Fedora. Copilot doesn't exist there. My productivity doubled overnight. Third trigger, mandatory Microsoft accounts. Windows 11. Home requires signing in with Microsoft email and password during installation. No local account option. No offline setup. Your computer won't let you use it until you create or sign into a Microsoft account. One father posted, bought a laptop for my 13-year-old daughter. Windows demanded I create a Microsoft account for her. I don't want my child's computer usage tracked and uploaded to Microsoft servers. Spent 4 hours looking for workarounds. Every method got patched. Returned the laptop, bought a System 76 machine with Pop underscore OS. She loves it. No surveillance, no tracking, just a tool that works. These aren't edge cases. These are common experiences driving mass exodus. Windows stopped being a tool users control. It became a platform Microsoft controls that spies on users, interrupts users, and makes decisions for users. People who view computers as tools they own cannot accept that relationship. They're switching to operating systems where they have control. The performance shock that seals the decision.
And finally, performance. Linux Mint is famously light on resources. The main Cinnamon Edition is smooth and responsive, even on modest.
Users switching to Linux discover something immediately that changes everything. Their computers are faster, dramatically faster. Old laptops they thought were slow suddenly feel new again. Boot times that took 50 seconds on Windows 11 drop to 8 seconds on Ubuntu. Applications that took 6 seconds to launch open in under 2 seconds. The difference is so dramatic, users assume something magical happened. Nothing magical. Windows 11 was just throttling their hardware. Thomas Bradley is a high school teacher in Ohio. He has a 2019 Dell laptop. Intel i5 processor, 8GB RAM, solid state drive, on Windows 11, it felt sluggish. Boot took 48 seconds. Opening LibreOffice took 7 seconds. Web browser took 5 seconds. Task Manager showed 35% RAM usage at idle. He installed Linux Mint in dual boot to try it. Same hardware. Boot time, 9 seconds. LibreOffice opened in 1.4 seconds. Firefox in under 2 seconds. System Monitor showed 11% RAM usage at idle. He couldn't believe it. Same computer, same files, same work. 3 times faster on Linux. He deleted Windows that weekend. His laptop has years of life left now. Windows 11 was strangling it. A YouTuber posted benchmark comparisons. Same laptop, dual boot Windows 11 and pop_OS. Timed identical tasks. Opening Chrome, Windows 11, 5.8 seconds. pop_OS, 1.6 seconds. Opening GIMP, Windows 11, 9.2 seconds. pop_OS, 2.8 seconds. Boot to usable desktop, Windows 11, 41 seconds. pop_OS, 12 seconds. Rendering a 3-minute video in Kden Live, Windows 11, 8 minutes, 47 seconds. pop_OS, 6 minutes, 23 seconds. The video has 8.3 million views. Comments flooded, with people saying, "Installing Linux this weekend because of this." One comment with 47,000 likes. "I thought my laptop was dying. Turns out Windows was killing it." The performance difference creates a permanent perception shift. Once users experience how fast their computer can actually be, returning to Windows feels like driving with the parking brake engaged. Everything sluggish, everything delayed, battery life worse, fan spinning constantly. That experience alone keeps users on Linux, even when they encounter occasional compatibility challenges. Fast and slightly inconvenient boots, slow and familiar every time. The installation, simplicity that destroys excuses.
Those people will probably end up staying on Linux because it's super easy to install, it's super easy to...
For decades, the barrier to Linux adoption was perceived difficulty. Users assumed installing Linux required programming knowledge, risk of destroying their computer, command line expertise. Modern Linux distributions obliterated that perception. Installation is now simpler than Windows 11. Ubuntu installation process. Download ISO file. Use Balena Etcher to create bootable USB drive. Takes 4 minutes. Boot from USB. Click Try Ubuntu to test before installing. Everything works. Wi-Fi connects, graphics work, sound works. Click Install Ubuntu, choose language, choose keyboard layout, choose erase disk and install Ubuntu or dual boot. Create username and password, wait 12 minutes. Done. The entire process is clicking. Next through clearly labeled options. No confusing jargon, no hidden settings, no tricks. Simpler than Windows 11, which requires bypassing Microsoft account requirements, refusing multiple data collection prompts, and declining pre-installed bloatware. Sarah Mitchell is 67 years old, retired librarian in Vermont. Not technical, she used Windows since 1998. Windows 11 forced updates kept restarting her computer during video calls with her grandchildren. She got fed up, Googled alternative to Windows 11, found Linux Mint, watched a YouTube tutorial, followed along step by step. Installed Linux Mint successfully. She emailed the tutorial creator, "I'm 67 and I installed Linux by myself. If I can do it, anyone can. Thank you for showing me there's life after Windows." Her story isn't unique. Reddit's r/Linux4Noobs is filled with stories like hers. Non-technical users successfully installing Linux because they're desperate to escape Windows 11. pop_OS from System76 goes even further. Their installer detects your hardware automatically, installs correct drivers, configures everything. Users boot into a fully functional system with zero troubleshooting needed. Wi-Fi works, Bluetooth works, graphics acceleration works, printers work, it just works. The installation experience flips decades of assumptions. Users expect Linux installation to be nightmarish and Windows to be simple. They discover Linux is actually easier. That first impression matters. When your assumptions are proven wrong about installation, you question what else you were wrong about. Maybe Linux isn't the complicated hobbyist OS you thought. Maybe it's actually more user-friendly than Windows. The software alternatives that actually work.
And of course, in terms of gaming, most games are compatible with Linux and they run really well on Linux. Linux is very snappy and it's lightweight and all of that's...
The second barrier was applications. Users believe they need Windows-specific software. They discover that's mostly outdated thinking. Web applications eliminated most lock-in. Gmail works identically on Linux. Google Docs, Slack, Zoom, Microsoft Teams, Spotify, Netflix. Anything browser-based works perfectly. Most office workers spend 85% of their time in web browsers anyway. For them, the operating system barely matters. For desktop applications, Linux alternatives exist for almost everything. LibreOffice replaces Microsoft Office, opens Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint presentations, saves in Microsoft formats. Compatibility is excellent. One small business owner switched his 12-employee company to LibreOffice on Ubuntu. Zero problems. We're saving $1,440 annually on Microsoft, 365 subscriptions. LibreOffice does everything we need for free. Why were we paying Microsoft? That question is spreading. Creative professionals have options too. GIMP replaces Photoshop for most users. Steep learning curve, but extremely powerful. Krita is exceptional for digital painting. Inkscape replaces Illustrator. Blender crushes anything Adobe offers for 3D work. DaVinci Resolve runs natively on Linux. Many video professionals consider it superior to Adobe Premiere. YouTubers and content creators are discovering they can do professional work entirely on Linux. No subscriptions, no forced updates, no Adobe surveillance. Gaming was the final barrier. Steam's Proton compatibility layer changed everything. Currently, 13,200 Windows games verified working on Linux, another 4,800 playable with minor tweaks. Most gamers find 80% of their library works fine. The games that don't work are mostly competitive online games with aggressive anti-cheat software. For single-player and casual multiplayer gamers, Linux works completely. Gaming subreddits are filled with posts. Switch to pop_OS. All my Steam games work. Frame rates actually improved. Windows was throttling my GPU and I didn't know it. The I need Windows for applications excuse is dying. For 85% of users, Linux has everything they need. The remaining 15% can dual boot or use virtual machines for the occasional Windows-only application. That's acceptable. Good enough to make the switch permanent. The community support that exceeds corporations.
So, I put out a YouTube post and asked the Discord, what should I use? And most people just said Linux Mint. It wasn't even a debate. Pretty much everyone just defaulted.
When Linux users encounter problems, they turn to community support and discover it's better than Microsoft's paid support. Reddit's r/LinuxQuestions has 310,000 members answering questions constantly. r/Linux. 4Noobs has 405,000 members specifically helping beginners. Post a question. Get detailed answers within minutes. Often multiple solutions from different people explaining exactly what to do and why it works. Discord servers provide real-time help. Ubuntu's official Discord. 190,000 members. Fedora. 103,000. Linux Mint. 74,000. Users get instant assistance. Any language. Any time zone. One new user posted, my Wi-Fi wasn't working after installation. Posted in Ubuntu Discord. 4 people responded in under 2 minutes. Had it fixed in 5 minutes. Better support than I ever got from Microsoft's premium support I paid for. Forums like linux.org and Ubuntu forums contain decades of archived solutions. Search any Linux problem and you'll find someone solved it years ago. Posted exact commands needed. Explained the underlying issue. The knowledge base is comprehensive. Community maintained. Freely accessible forever. One user commented, I called Microsoft support once. Waited 45 minutes. Got someone reading from a script who couldn't help. I asked a Linux question on a forum. Got 3 detailed answers in 8 minutes from experts who actually understood the system. Free community support destroyed paid corporate support. YouTube channels create exhaustive tutorials. Complete Linux Mint installation guide, 2.4 million views. Fix any Ubuntu Wi-Fi problem, 1.1 million views. Linux for Windows refugees, 890,000 views. Video solutions for every common problem. The educational infrastructure is massive, free, continuously updated by community members who genuinely want to help. Microsoft offers paid support with long waits and generic troubleshooting. Linux offers free support with immediate responses and specific solutions. Users switching from Windows are shocked that volunteer community support exceeds billion-dollar corporation support. It reinforces the decision to switch permanently. The permanent decisions being made. What's remarkable is users aren't dual booting to experiment while keeping Windows as backup. They're completely erasing Windows, deleting it entirely, installing Linux as the only operating system. That's a permanent commitment. No safety net. No going back without reinstalling Windows from scratch. Exit surveys from Windows refugee. Communities show why. Question: do you plan to return to Windows eventually? 96% answered no, never. Follow up: what would make you consider returning? Top answers: Windows would need to respect privacy completely. Microsoft would need to eliminate forced updates forever. Windows would need to match Linux performance. Microsoft would need to remove all ads, AI, and surveillance. Users listing conditions: Microsoft will never meet because their business model depends on violating those conditions. One common sentiment repeated thousands of times: I didn't realize how much I hated Windows until I escaped it. Linux showed me what computing should be: fast, private, respectful, user-controlled. I can't go back. Using Windows 11 now feels like being in prison. Linux feels like freedom. The migration isn't experimental. It's permanent escape. Users aren't trying Linux to see if they like it. They're fleeing Windows because they hate it viscerally. They land on Linux. Discover it's better in every way that matters to them. Decide they're staying forever. Microsoft isn't losing users temporarily during a difficult transition. They're losing users permanently who will never return. And they're losing them by the millions. Where this ends: February 2026. Linux market share hits 14.2%. Windows drops to 54.8%. Mac at 22.4%. Chrome OS at 6.9%. Windows lost majority market share. For the first time since 1995, Windows is a minority operating system, below 55% and declining every month. Projections show Windows dropping below 50% by September 2026, Linux reaching 18 to 20% by year end. At that point, software developers must target Linux. Hardware manufacturers must optimize for Linux. The network effect that built Windows dominance reverses. It starts destroying Microsoft's monopoly. Bill Gates understands what this means. The empire he built is collapsing, not from corporate competition, from individuals choosing freedom over control. The ultimate irony: Microsoft tried to increase control over users, lock them into cloud services, force AI integration, extract maximum data and revenue. Users responded by leaving completely, choosing a free operating system built by volunteers over a paid operating system built by a trillion-dollar corporation. The rejection couldn't be more total. Windows 11 didn't fail because it's buggy. It failed because it embodies a philosophy users reject completely. The philosophy that Microsoft owns your computer and you're permitted to use it under their terms. That Microsoft deserves to monitor everything you do. That Microsoft's revenue matters more than your productivity, privacy, or preferences. That philosophy drove millions to Linux, where users own their computers completely, where privacy is default, where performance isn't sacrificed for corporate data collection, where the computer is a tool that serves the user, not a platform that exploits the user. If this explained why millions are fleeing to Linux, share it. Because Microsoft won't advertise that Linux hit 14.2% market share, that 20 million people downloaded Linux in December, that 96% of Linux switchers came from Windows and are never returning, that computer manufacturers are prominently offering Linux because customer demand is overwhelming. The revolt is real. It's massive. It's permanent. Windows dominated for 30 years. That dominance is ending because Microsoft prioritized control over service, extraction over respect, revenue over users, and users chose freedom. That's what's happening right now. That's why Bill Gates is panicking. The revolution he never saw coming is dismantling everything he built, and there's nothing he can do to stop it.